Check, check. All right. I think we're rolling. This is a exciting episode of the podcast Time Machine Blueprints. My name is Sean Wickens. I'm joined by two friends. Go ahead. Introduce yourselves. As much as you want to say.
Okay. Hello. My name is Valerie Everson, and this is...
I'm Carlos Negron, time travel witness and aficionado.
All right, great.
Wait, I want to do mine in the same style.
That's good.
I'm Valerie Apperson, witnesser of time glitches and possible alien abductee, and the whole shit's wild.
All right, excellent. And my name is Sean Wickens, and I'm a comedian and bullshit artist because I just happened to publish a book called Time Machine Blueprints that's blank inside. It's a con. But now we get to talk about time travel. Why not? Because it's like we're involved. Con. Well, we lucked ourselves into it, all right?
Yeah, you do.
We're potential wannabe experts in the field, right?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Well, you're a pre-publisher.
Yeah, I've been pre-published. That's great. All right. I want to share some stories about going to New Orleans because that's my very recent present. We can each share about what's going on in the present because this is a time travel podcast. And then, all right. My girlfriend and I went. She surprised me with a very affordable round trip flight to get there during the hottest months of what New Orleans is experiencing. This is like not the time to visit. It's like over 90 degrees and miserable there. That's why the flight was so cheap. But she was like, let's go. And she found a $30 a night Airbnb. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's never the time to visit Vegas. You know what I mean? If you want to go, just go.
Right. We lucked into a very inviting 5 days, 6 days in New Orleans. So we went, and it's her first time there. I've been several times. And she's like, I've always wanted to see the city because I'm such a jazz fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she, somebody who had never been there before, ended up showing me around to places that I, somebody who's been to New Orleans several times, I was like, I've never been here.
Never.
And she introduced me to like such incredible music. Uh-huh. And I had to be like, oh yeah, yeah, I knew this was going to be like this. I didn't. I'd never been there before, but I'd been to enough New Orleans places.
Oh, really?
That I was like, oh, anywhere we'll go, we're going to have fun.
What did you discover in New Orleans?
Well, I went to the Jazz Museum for the first time.
Wow.
We went on a great afternoon where there was free music.
Oh.
It's like, hey, one day a week, we have free music here at the Jazz Museum.
No.
Oh, you just happened to be here on the perfect day to be here. It was like, great. And we heard incredible music.
What'd you see at the museum?
Five guys who just grew up there and like, hey, we play out together and the museum likes us, so we do this gig. And it was great. Yeah. I mean...
Did you go to the bathroom in the museum?
Yeah.
What was that? Was there lotion?
It wasn't, the museum was good enough that I don't remember the bathroom experience. I remember,
that's
like,
a good museum.
Yeah. I remember, like, reading about people who have been here before me.
I don't know. Have you ever taken a shit at the Guggenheim?
What's that like?
Well.
Yeah.
You know, the building is one of those classic masterpieces from Frank Lloyd Wright.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, from the outside, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but you're supposed to take the elevator all the way to the top of the museum and mm-hmm. walk down.
Right.
Most people just try to hike up it, and they're like, oh, I can't believe how terrible this museum is. Like, no, you got to start at the top and work your way down and then get the fuck out.
Right.
But the fucking bathrooms.
They need more New York City tour guides at the Guggenheim then.
They really do.
Just... like when people walk in, start at the top. Just listen to us. We work here. Do what we say. We're not trying to be assholes, but like.
I want to get lost at the Guggenheim.
You can't get lost. It's a fucking spiral all the way down.
Yeah,
it's a fucking problem. I don't get it.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Well, the problem is people try to walk up a giant spiral.
Instead and they can't get down.
No, they get tired. Get down. It's just they get tired and.
The way to do it is take the elevator. Take the elevator to the top and then let gravity do the work for you.
Exactly.
That's the way to see the Guggenheim. But people are all revolutionist bastards in their heads. They're like, we got to do it the way
maybe
that we're...
part of the fun, the challenge.
Let's walk up a ramp. That's right. An unintended consequence.
One of the perks of a New York vacation...
Oh, speaking to the microphone.
...can be weight loss if you do a bunch of shit like that.
No, it's true. I feel like in semi-good shape only because I barely exercise, but I just walk everywhere.
Yeah, because you live in Manhattan.
It helps a lot.
Yeah.
I walk everywhere. I don't have a car. But
I also somehow have a natural, like, fast pace. I'm always trying to get...
You once told me that you were trying to slow down in your pace. Remember that?
Yes, because I walk quickly everywhere, and I think it makes other people anxious that I'm walking so fast.
Yourself anxious.
Well, that's true too.
But then it's like maybe you should be,
because
you gotta get there.
It's all valid. How are you both at the moment? And then we're gonna get into time travel theory, and then we'll see what else we talk about, but how are you both at the moment?
Oh, you know what? I'm reaching that nice moment where I have nothing to do.
Oh, I like when you have nothing to do. I really do. I really do. Like, when you have nothing to do, it's kind of the...
When you, Carlos, have nothing to do, or you,
no,
the
when
royal you?
Carlos has nothing to do because he freelances.
Yes.
He... can relax, which reminds me of how you can relax.
Oh.
It's present. You know what I mean? He'll do like 24-hour days, you know what I mean? But he knocks it out.
Right.
And then there's like rest.
He's
and
like a fireman.
God damn it.
Those are firemen. Those are fireman hours where you have to be on call.
It's freelancing hours.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do.
But you're a problem solver.
You're not necessarily working. I went to Paragon. That shit was dope. We went clubbing.
Yeah. Hold on. Some gigs are easier than others. That's just what it is.
It is just what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Do you want to share, Valerie, anything about your immediate... thoughts?
No.
All right.
Just kidding.
I have a time travel thing that I wanted to share. Okay. But I also then wanted to hear your stories because you're both aficionados, right?
Sure.
Okay. I came up with a time crime.
A time crime?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A time heist. That I think it's very possible to pull off.
Yeah.
And as I... previously shared with you, Valerie, it's perfectly legal.
Oh, sure.
All right. I think this is...
that's one bullet point.
I think this is a smart idea, and we'll discuss the merits of it.
Okay.
But I figured out a way to steal money.
Oh.
In a ethical and legal way.
Okay.
You can't get prosecuted against this. What you do is you time travel to the future where inflation is such that like everybody has $1 million and you just like ask somebody, hey, can I borrow $1 million? Take it back to the present, invest it.
Like panhandle and wait for inflation.
Make money now for me to better my life, but also I agree to do something to invest in the future.
Wait, are you
to
saying...
To make the future better.
Are you saying panhandle?
Yeah.
In the future.
You ask the future to give you money.
To wait for inflation to make you rich.
No. You ask the future to give you money, give it to you from the future to the past where it's worth more. And you now are a rich person, but you become a philanthropist. They tell you not. Have you both seen Back to the Future 2?
I have.
All right. Carlos has. It's all about stealing that gambling book and then trying to get rich off of knowing the answers of sporting events.
Right.
Yeah. So this isn't gambling. It's philanthropy.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
You can jump back all the way through the timeline as far as civilization's concerned.
All right. Well, we'll get to your theories.
You could.
No, we'll get to your theories. But anyway, I think it's such a smart idea. Hold on. I think it's such a good idea that I'm just announcing that we'll do it. At least I want to do it. I will, if anybody from the future wants to somehow gift me a bunch of money, I'll better my life, but also start some sort of charity. But tell me what is beneficial to do now that will help the future.
Just loan me $1 million. That's pretty genius, because it's like, what's messed up in your current timeline?
Yeah.
You give me $1 million, I might solve world hunger.
Carlos
real quick.
Gets it. Right. Valerie, are you on the same page?
Yes, that you would like use the fact that the currency would fluctuate in worth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you would use that to do a charitable cause. And I would suggest maybe tech training for kids some shit like that.
No, that's great.
I think you got to do that. Got to get it done.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
Why wait till they're 16 to learn how to drive a car?
Just like, fucking do it now, man.
Well, just, they already play video games to learn how to drive a car. It's just like, hey, kid, I'm going to teach you how to drive a car. You're young,
it's
but
like
whatever.
16-year-old cab drivers.
Right. we're all on the same page.
Okay. Child labor is great.
Well, I mean,
is
cerebral.
Defend it.
I think
you just did.
No.
I think cerebral child labor is good. If the kids are telling us how to fix shit, yeah.
Sure.
All right. That's all I wanted to share. That I'm done. What do you want to say? And then it's up to you now.
Oh, man.
What do you want to share about time travel? Yeah, theory things.
I'm still reeling the idea of taking worthless money during a depression and then going to a better time period and doing something with it. That's fucking hilarious.
All right. Valerie, any thoughts? We can wrap it up, but it's also...
No, it's...
Okay.
We
can talk UFO things, too.
No, I'm getting there. Jesus. I've been thinking a lot about the infinity loop and the
shit,
like electromagnetic force that is us, that is like been shown in these recent studies, and there's a bunch of other fucking studies you could do about how the brain still has activity after the heart stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then that leads me to wonder if the glitches that are occurring in my fucking purse with my debit card.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder... And I'm trying to take it better.
Yes.
But I wonder, is this due to time travel? Mm. Is this a matrix thingy?
Right.
And I think even the time travel would be a matrix thingy because it's all binary anyway.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
Can I share two or three quick weird?
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Can I share two or three quick weird things that have happened to me recently? All right. I sometimes will house sit for friends upstate when they travel, and it's a pretty great place to like weekend. It's like I go up there to feed chickens, and it's like a kind of nice 3 to 4 day vacation. That
sounds lovely.
Yeah, that it pays honestly, and it's like they're paying me to have a vacation. I'm barely breaking even in a way.
They just want you to like. They just want the security.
Yeah.
Of feeling like somebody's there.
Right. And
do they have pets?
They have two cats and then chickens.
They have chickens?
Yeah.
What do you have to do for the chickens?
I feed them in the morning. And then I count them at night to make sure that they all...
Do they have names?
The roosters have names. That I remember. The hens have names too, but I only remember the names of the roosters.
Okay.
It's in instructions printed out. Their names are in the instructions of what to do. Anyway, it's a hard job. No. I've taken some great photos up there. But
I've known good chickens with good personalities and chickens with bad personalities.
Yeah, no, these are all great. They eat out of my hand.
I shouldn't eat chickens.
All right. I was up there. I made some food that I put in a bag. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I took leftovers back here to New York. We made too much food. We mm-hmm. took it back with us. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to just leave it there because it was like they had too much food anyway. Yeah. Yeah. And
just kidding.
No, this is interesting.
Do they have freezers?
Yeah, yeah. I brought back food that was in a Ziploc bag. I had leftovers. Inside the leftovers, while I was eating, I found a piece of broken glass.
Jeez.
I felt it in my mouth, and somehow I knew it was glass, and I spit it out, and I didn't swallow it. I'm proud of you for that.
Jeez. Yeah,
I didn't hurt myself.
But what it was like, survival instinct? That's milliseconds. Like, yeah. That's tiny,
but where
tiny,
did that,
tiny.
Where did that glass come from? I have no fucking clue.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be eating their food up there.
No, I mean... There's a logical explanation for how it happened, but it was like, what
is
the
f- there?
Yeah, there's got to be. Ooh, there's got to be. Anyway, we've only been going for like 19 minutes. This is good. This
it
is a good
like
length.
Forever.
All right. Well then, we're
it
almost
feels really high pressure.
We're almost done, but unless there's like a lot of more stuff
no,
you want to talk
keep
about,
keep it rolling. We'll get more comfortable.
Yeah. Anyway, weird stuff has happened to me. And it's just sort of like, I don't know, you can't let it faze you.
No, you can't.
Because.
You can't let the man keep you down.
It's because if somebody wanted to come from the future to the present, it would kind of freak us out. We can't overreact. We have to accept it.
No, exactly.
I don't know if.
What are you going to do?
If in 2023, if a time traveler came to the present, we'd all like, they're here to kill us. We're like, what do we do? We'd flip out.
Who's here to kill us, though?
The people from the future.
Time travelers, the people who are here to kill us are stuck in the past.
Right. If anybody has been smart enough to make it to the future, they're probably cool to hang out with.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Putin is not from the future.
Right.
Like, Ukraine?
Are you on the microphone?
That's what you want?
Right.
Okay, bro, cool. You want to, like, you have nuclear weapons. You could just go, like, take anything.
Right.
But you're like, no, the guy next door, because that's all I can do. I can't afford anything else. It's just stupid. It's low ball goals, and you should. Go conquer a planet.
Right.
Jesus, small balls. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I get it.
Thanks.
I feel like I've done a lot of talking, and I'm happy to hear what you all, what you both have to say. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Valerie's going to go to the other room. Carlos, what would you like to share?
Time dilation experiments.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Go on.
So I'm wearing this Casio watch. I get a Casio watch, usually new one, every like 2 years or something. Before the battery dies, like I lose a strap on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't find a replacement. So I used to just put them up on a cork board in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
You were keeping half-usable watches around as a reminder that,
well,
let's fix them someday.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I did fix one of them. That's right. the one I currently have.
You Frankensteined a few of them together or something.
No, I didn't even get to do that with the other ones because they were all broken kind of on just the bottom strap, but not the top strap.
Okay.
Which is an interesting thing.
Sure.
So
I'm with you.
So yeah. I just post them up and I wouldn't touch them again. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I never synced them up, so they were synced up to whatever time that I had synchronized them initially with.
Sure.
And they were all drifting pretty consistently, though.
All right. They were, all these different watches, were they resyncing?
They were resyncing from time to time, but they were still drifting away from what I'd have on my current watch.
Mm.
You know, they'd be at least an hour ahead.
Right.
One of them was an hour behind.
Right.
You know, and there was nothing wrong with the batteries. They're still running.
Yeah.
But it's just a weird observation of right. time dilation in my experience.
I have a side example to share.
Sure.
In my quest for just entertaining myself, I've come across a few interesting YouTube videos about physics in experiments in consciousness. And one of the things I saw on YouTube was an experiment where, like, and I'm not, I wasn't in the room. I'm just being told that this experiment happened and this is the results.
Mm-hmm.
I'm recounting something that I heard upon watching a YouTube video. But there's been experiments where they put a light in the middle of the room and a plant in one corner, and they program the light to choose randomly what corner it points to.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a plant in the room, sort of unstatistically, the light will choose to illuminate the plant rather than leave it in the dark.
That's interesting.
And it does it more so than what chance would expect for you to see mathematically.
So it kind of sounds like the plant is choosing imposing the light. Will.
Right. And that relates to what you're talking about, maybe, because maybe all these watches are syncing because they know somehow they're there to keep time and they're around others and like, hey, let's sync up.
Yeah. I mean, even a wrong clock is right once a day.
Right.
But
it
still.
It means groups sort of gravitate to each other. Right or wrong, like, the group gravitates.
Well, part of it, I think, has something to do with the liquid crystal.
All right, go on.
These are all liquid crystal watches.
Oh.
You know, and people, they believe certain things about the power of crystals.
Right.
Well, if you put them in a liquid, isn't that powerful, too? Isn't that just a little more concentrated?
Yeah.
There is, and that's a good question, there is a most expensivest episode about decanters and like stuff made with crystals. And there was a girl and she was blindfolded and she could tell the difference between the water that was in the crystal decanter and the one that wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And I also wanted to ask you...
ESP or something.
Something.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of that triangular crystal in your bathroom?
The one that's in the corner of the room?
Yeah. No, it fits perfectly.
I don't know. I have a salt lamp here somewhere in my apartment.
Yeah.
And I think a friend was staying here while I was gone. I guess, look, I have house sitters too once in a while.
Yeah.
I think somebody took that crystal out of my Himalayan salt lamp and put it there because it fit.
Shit. And was that me?
And I don't know. So I just left it there.
I do remember the Himalayan salt crystals that were over here.
Right. I've rearranged.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting to see.
Right. Valerie used to crash in this room when she was between apartments.
Yeah. In between apartments.
This is a homecoming for you from when you first moved to New York.
It's a crash coming.
Right.
Wait.
I always thought those salt lamps were like a weird form of charcuterie. You know, because salt is delicious. You can chip off a little bit every time. You bring a cheese grater with you and just I need some salt.
A meat grater.
Shawarma.
Shawarma.
I'm talking about the shawarma machine. Mm. Yeah. For salt.
Right.
But if you wanted to be weird, you could rub your meats on it.
I mean, you could.
Ooh. Oh, sure. Like a new age butcher.
At the gym I was working at,
there
was the Himalayan salt spa.
Right.
And the entire walls were Himalayan salt, and I really wanted to lick them, but it was a fucking sweaty gym.
Well, I think Carlos is onto something real quick, and good share, Valerie, by the way, but I think Carlos is onto something where if there could be a new age butcher for vegetarians who do want to eat meat, but they feel guilty about it, they can come to this new age butcher and be like, well, this... brisket. Brisket has been blessed with crystals.
Okay.
So it's like...
Okay, let's combine those ideas.
Right.
Okay?
The shame has been lifted off of it.
The same thing.
Right.
But my wall story applies because then they get to do like a crying wall thing by rubbing their own meat on the wall.
Sure. I mean, we can get to the specifics of it, but it's like...
I think they'd like it.
Right.
People are asking to taste your salt.
Sometimes
crystal.
Animals know that they're serving a greater purpose. For dogs, it's that we don't eat them, and for cows, we do.
Hey, you know, there's a reason they stopped selling guinea pigs in the pet stores.
Right? What is that? Is this a joke or a riddle? Or a story?
It's a
pause. Okay.
So what happens?
Yeah.
People have been starting to get a taste for guinea pig up north here.
Right.
And, you know, you can pick up
the tradition of New Guinea.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
You've got to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only like, what, $10?
All right.
It's like a delicacy.
Yeah.
You're talking about clean it yourself.
Guinea pig, and I had guinea pigs.
Wait.
And I just got...
But what Carlos is sharing is of a different place in time. He's talking about some place that has happened at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can't find me a guinea pig in the city anymore.
Right.
Shit, I didn't.
Anyway,
What's the next? If you go to PetSmart, really, all you're going to get.
What's the next step in your story?
It's like a kitten or a... I don't even go in because it's so heartbreaking. I didn't know we were in a guinea pig shortage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so you had a question. So what's your...
Families are being denied perfectly wonderful meals at a premium price.
All right. I think it was a riddle is what Carlos is saying. But
guinea pig, we win a pig, Winnipeg, we win, and you win. With every guinea pig, you win a pig.
All right. I'm ready to stop if you both are, but...
No, I want a good slogan for this. Okay, right. What are we going to do with this marketing campaign?
Just
for everybody.
I would say
everybody.
I would say bring it home, or like closing thoughts or plugs, anything you want to plug, and then let's just like wrap it up and then chill out.
I want to plug my brand new green initiative.
Yeah.
To eat guinea pigs.
All right. Fine.
And the way we're going to do it.
All right.
Is you're just going to get some. And you're going to chomp down on them. And you're going to be like, this ain't so bad. Because the world exploded. energy companies enough shit for what they're doing, and we should also really bother the Department of Energy because they do have green solutions that they're not sharing.
Mm.
And now, you should follow me on LinkedIn where I write all about it to my own fucking detriment. And then I get a little bitter and people don't understand. And then maybe if people did, I would be less bitter.
Valerie speaks truth to power on LinkedIn is what you're saying.
That's pretty much it, and yeah. Other places.
She's a true comedian on LinkedIn because she punches up on LinkedIn.
I punch down, too.
All right. Your guinea pig idea is a work in progress. I don't know. We'll have you back on a future episode.
They're delicious.
Carlos, do you want to wrap it up and then...
In the meantime, I'm starting new anti-guinea pig eating legislation.
Good.
I started by cracking down on all the exotic meat companies in the city. You know, the ones that have goat printed on the side or like conch. Mm-hmm. It's like, trust me, we got that crazy shit. They got gator. They'll get you duck.
It sounds like a noble pursuit. Can I wrap it up real quick?
Go right ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I completely disagree.
All right.
But I think that we'll just let the people decide. If you're horrific.
Yeah, that's great. Put it to a vote. I think that's a good way.
Put it to a vote. What do you think?
Yeah,
that's a good... His horrible idea or mine?
That's a good way to leave it. That's good. We've come to a consensus. Nobody's...
I'm handing Sean the mic
back. Two mics, yeah. Nobody's mad...
I think it's a stand-up show and it isn't.
Right. Nobody's mad at anybody. I have...
Who said that?
Nobody.
Jesus.
Nobody, but... No, I'm trying to wrap it up.
Okay.
I was leaving it on a positive. Everyone's laughing. No.
Don't acknowledge things that aren't there.
Okay. I have two, but I saw a ghost once. No.
Oh.
Shut up.
No.
Wait.
Marathon.
All right. For a future episode.
Just go clap, 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 and then you see it on the wavelength, and you could cut it into a different file and be like, Sean's Paranormal Podcast.
Right. We'll do it on a different episode, but
all right.
I have two shows I need to plug. Stone Laughs is a Saturday, September 23rd at Producers Club. You can find a ticket link somewhere. And then I don't want to brag, but I'm doing a comedy show about time travel in Baltimore. On Saturday, October 7th.
Where?
I think it's a place called Le Mondo.
Oh.
It's a longer story, but I've been in that bar before, and I remember thinking, this would be a cool place to do a show.
Yeah. And just remember, it's always Halloween in Baltimore.
Right. Anyway, I get to do a show there, and it's Saturday, October... Saturday, October 7th, 10 p.m.
Yeah!
Get
your Halloween on.
Talking whatever you heard here about time travel, you're going to hear more of it there. All right.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Great.
Sean's got a show. People have shows.
All right.
You want to know about them? Do a little research.
I think this is 34 minutes. That's a good length.
That's not good enough. Jesus, where's your stamina? Let's go for the hour.
No. I think I'm good to just chill out.
Think we got to go for the hour.
All right, we'll do a part two another time. Is that fine, Carlos? Are you good?
There's something sadistic about making you go on.
All right, two people voted, and I think that's consensus. All right, this was Time Machine. This Boom. Was Time Traveling Stone.
Checkmate. All right, Time Traveling Stone. Take Thank care. You. Goodbye.